the three.
Good tidings, ladies and gentlemen of the Lodge, and welcome back. We got smacked with some FF7 goodness this week, so of course, we gotta go live, we gotta discuss it, react it, break it down, whatever it may be. Those of you who might be noticing, we are not actually in the Lodge today. For those who keep up with the podcast, you guys know I'm on the road this week, I'm visiting friends and family, but I did bring my laptop and some gear just in case Summer Games Fest smacked us with some good stuff, which it turns out it did. So I got a little bit of free time today before some family comes over. So I figured that, we go live, do a little bit of recording. So I'm ready to get into it. I don't have all the specs I usually do, so I don't have the Sages of the Lodge up on the screen. But you sickos and normies know who you are. You know I got a lot of love for you. Before we get into it, So I actually have not seen really any of this. Some of it came up on my feed. That's how I know it happened. So I saw a little bit of what this first scene is in the trailer, but I'm going in pretty blind. I kept it fresh for today's episode. But yeah, let's see who we got in the chat here. Let's see who's chilling. Let's see what we got for the early birds. I see Seven Hearts is here. Kevin Ribeiro. Kai the Player, who you all should definitely check out. Orpheus Joshua, a Sage of the Lodge. Game Changer, Sage of the Lodge. Addison Sanders, Detench. Hey, man, I'm glad you could stop by. Let me know what you think of the VOD when you swing around. Hyrule Falcone is in here. Knocked Flugel over on Twitch. Lamb, another Sage of the Lodge. Max is in the chat. Oh, man, we got everybody. Everybody's chilling. How's the audio, by the way, guys? Am I coming in clear? Again, this is a little makeshift setup I got going on, so want to make sure the audio's all good. Let me know if I should turn myself up, turn myself down. You guys let me know. But yeah, Max, we finally got some FF7 Rebirth. I'm excited to see what it's all about. Hyrule Falcone says, is it me or did this steal FF16's thunder? I don't think it stole FF16's thunder, but I think it's a good indication of why these games are coming out 6 months apart. Definitely don't want them running on top. It's great. Sound is good. That's what I like to hear. Shastar Latte is in the chat. Beloved wife says audio is great, and so are you. Thank you. He is golden. Oh, man, everybody's piling in. All right. I mean, I think we should just get this show on the road. I think we just get it on the road, see what this is about. Like I said, I saw a little bit of it here on my feed, but so really be my first time watching all this. We're going to watch Ever Crisis 2, but we're going to stick to Rebirth for a good chunk of this. So yeah, look, first things first, we're just going to watch this trailer, let it roll, and then we'll wind it back and I'll go scene for scene, kind of break it down and give my thoughts. But first things first, let's just fire away. And see what this has to show us. Here we go. I'm actually nervous. The butterflies just sank in. Anyway, enough stalling. Let's get into this.
We're still here at the scene of this terrible disaster, caused by a massive tornado which swept through sectors 0, 1, and 2. Amidst the wreckage of the expressway, search and rescue operations are already in progress.
Look at it all.
Oh,
it's
baby.
So green. Even after everything we've done to it, it's still going strong.
It may look that way, but in reality, it's barely hanging on.
Tell me we could just walk through it, man. Yes!
I was wondering.
Oh my god!
What's Cloud been doing these past 5 years? Where's he been?
And you're asking me this?
This is gonna sound crazy, but as far as I know, Cloud was never in Nibelheim 5 years ago.
I'm so glad Chocobo...
The life stream.
Bugenhagen!
It is the very essence of our star. The blood coursing through its planetary veins.
According to Hojo, they're connected to Sephiroth. Shadows of the Mad.
This game looks massive, dude!
Sephiroth was in Midgar.
Here we go.
We fought him. Whatever happened, he's alive.
But why come back now? After 5 years, doing who knows what?
Dude, he was about to bug out.
Well now, think we woke it up.
Angered it, more like.
We got some Barret and Red. Want more of their dynamic? All right, controllable Red 13, I caught that. Let's go.
Feast your eyes on the Turk's Elena. Latest and greatest, Elena.
She may be new, but she's still a Turk.
Oh, let's go. Back to back, baby. It's beautiful, man. Like, it looks stunning. Yo, control the Red 13. Give it to me, dude. Team attacks? That's what we want, baby. All right, yeah, so Yuffie's joining the party. Surprise, surprise. Yo, these team attacks look insane.
What the? Get that away from me!
Wait, is that Nero?
They say she's a monster.
Oh, okay.
That she can peer inside you, into the very depths of your soul. That she can become those you hate, those you fear,
oh man,
those you love.
Three.
Oh man.
Here.
can.
You murdered my dad! You burned my village!
You know that I killed her. So, who is she?
Dude. Oh, man. Okay, so no Zach. No Zach. I thought, this is why I love him and I hate him at the same time. Because, man, they are, let's get the chat on the overlay now. Forgot to mention I was going to get you guys up there, but when we're kind of watching the trailers, I'm going to remove the chat window. But in between, we'll throw you guys up. You know, this is why I love them and I hate them, because they will not show their hand about Zach. They just won't show their hand. He was nowhere in that trailer. We'll listen back. I'm not sure he was even mentioned. We'll have to listen back. But that was insane. And then that first scene, what is that about? I mean, I have my thoughts. But let me see. Let me see what the chat's thinking over here. What do we got? We got two timelines going on. I think that's definitely possible, and we need to kind of converge them. That's one thought that I definitely have. Ah, KH Guides is here. What's going on, dude? Yeah, Big Daddy Seth. Yeah, it looks like Yuffie's terrified of him, right? Did I catch that right? It seemed like as he was appearing, she just freaked out and was like, get him away from me, which is insane. Yeah, dude, that scene with them all in the hospital stretchers. Okay, two discs. Dude, you know what's crazy? So, like, are the two discs because the game is so massive? Or imagine each disc is the timelines. Like, you have timeline A on disc one and timeline B on disc two. I think it's more likely to be the former, where you're playing through. It's just such a massive game. You need two discs. But imagine each disc is like, here's Zach's timeline and here's the party's timeline. KH Guide says, is it possible that the first scene of the party on the stretchers is just Shinra trying to cover up that the eco-terrorists are no longer a threat to the population? You know, I thought something like that. I have other thoughts. But you know what? Why just ponder over it? Let's run the tape back. Let's go scene for scene on this. And I'll get your guys' thoughts in between. But let's break this trailer down, man. There was a lot to show us. Both gameplay, story, soundtrack sounded great. But who are we kidding? This is Square Enix. The soundtrack is always great. Okay, let's roll this back. Let's go one for one.
We're still here at the scene of this terrible disaster caused by a massive tornado which swept through Sector 0, 1, and 2.
Okay, so a massive tornado that blows through Sector 0, 1, and 2. So the party, their headquarters was in Sector 7, right? And it doesn't say the tornado went through there. However, it's very peculiar that they mentioned tornado, and they're showing the party on stretchers, but Cloud isn't here? Maybe I have that mistaken. Let's go one by one here. I'm pretty sure they show Barrett, Tifa, Red, and Aerith, but let's keep going.
There's amidst Tifa, the wreckage Barrett. Of the expressway, search and rescue operations are already in progress.
And you see, that's the thing, guys, with what you brought up. Maybe they're doing an avalanche cover-up. If that were true, I don't think Red would be there, right? Because Shinra wants to keep Red 13 a secret. At least that's my interpretation, maybe. Hey, unknown journey these days. So who knows? Let's keep it going. Yeah, see, and there's Aerith. Okay, let's roll this back. This is easily going to be the most confusing part of the trailer, seeing the party on stretchers. What I can make of this off the top of my head, I have a couple thoughts. One, consider what KH Guide said in the chat. And again, let's pull the chat up here. Get it on screen. That is very possible that this is some sort of cover-up by Shinra. We know they have the technology to sort of conjure these images up. But what I think this might be too, if we get to the point, if you remember, for those who have played the original, when Cloud's brain is essentially broken and sort of a storm ravages through the town and sort of opens up the planet and it kind of sucks Tifa and Cloud in, maybe that happens this time. Except now they all get caught up in it and Tifa doesn't get sucked in with him. I don't know. This is peculiar. I mean, another explanation is maybe we do have a dual timeline thing going on where we have timeline A, which is sort of remake and our journey to Calm and the party being together. And then we have timeline B, which maybe that's the timeline where Zach is alive. And maybe everything is just being thrown into chaos. Thrown into mystery. I don't quite know. I'm going to have to think about this one a little bit more. You know, if you guys have any ideas, feel free to throw them my way. Let's see what the chat's saying. Kai says, remember the tornado in Chapter 16? Sequence where Sephiroth cuts down the party and we see the fire tornado? Yeah. When they're in the Shinra building and they're doing the Yeah. Ooh. Kai, that's why you're here. That's why you're here, Kai. And I saw you were streaming last night, dude. I didn't get to catch it. I had some friends and family over. But, dude, yeah. That's a good point. The Chapter 16 tornado. And that was in Sector... I think that was Sector 1. Like they said again here. Huh. Is the stretcher scene or anything similar present in the original? Is that completely new? That is completely new. There's nothing like this in the original. And that's why they led with it. This is why, like, they know they're breaking people's brains. Because they lead with this. And then, bam, they shoot right into showing you all the things you would expect to see. But, yeah, this is that's a little crazy. I think this has something to do with that tornado scene we saw where Sephiroth cuts them down. Because I'd have to imagine they would have all survived that tornado some way, somehow. They've been through worse. They went into the freaking void to fight Destiny. But maybe that scene Cloud saw is actually Sephiroth cutting them down. What's scary and what's peculiar is that Shinra is the ones taking them in. Who knows where that goes? Lamb says maybe Disc 1 is Cloud scenario and Disc 2 is Zax. It really could be. It really could be. Kevin Ribeiro says, I definitely think there's different timelines in Final Fantasy. Yeah, and there's some sort of split now that Zax survived. Yeah, look, we'll circle back on this, but they've deliberately not given us enough context to figure this one out. So let's keep the trailer going, and let's see what else we got.
And two. Amidst the wreckage of the expressway, search and rescue operations are already in progress.
Yeah, Cloud's not with them. And neither was Yuffie.
Just look at it all. It's so green. Even after everything we've done to it, it's still going strong.
Now, I just want to say, I think they've done such a great job with Aerith's character in Remake. I love that they're really leaning on the fact that she's led a very sheltered life. Like, she really hasn't been from out under the plate. So to her, the world is just Midgar. It's smoky. It's industrial. There's not a lot of green. So I kind of like that she almost has this sort of like Rapunzel archetype going on, where now that she's come down from her tower, she sees the world in all its green and all its majesty. So I really like that they're leaning on that, and they seem to be continuing that here. But let's keep it going.
It may look that way, but in reality, it's barely hanging on.
This is so amazing.
What's Cloud been doing these past 5 years? Where's he been?
And you're asking me this?
Now again, so Tifa is asking Aerith, where has Cloud been the last 5 years? Which I think is just picking up right from where Remake left off. If you guys remember, Tifa was on to Aerith. Tifa knows that Aerith knows more than she lets on. And Tifa knows that Aerith kind of has an idea about what all of this is. All of this really is. So I like that they're continuing that, and she's continuing to pick Aerith's brain and be like, hey, so what do you know about this? What has Cloud been doing the last 5 years? Keep it going.
This is gonna sound crazy, but as far as I know, Cloud was never in Nibelheim 5 years ago.
Okay, Cloud never in Nibelheim and the Chocobos. Lots to break down there. One of the things I wanted was Chocobos. Chocobos are such a signature part of Final Fantasy. I think them being left out of Remake, I know you had the Chocobo carriage, but it's not the same. I feel like them being left out of Remake was a bit of a crime, but again, it didn't call for it. There's no Chocobo travel in the original within the Midgar segment, but I'm happy to see we'll be able to travel via Chocobo. It's such a staple of the series. I love it. And I'm excited to see what they got. Look, they've got Sprint, Dismount, Scent, Scour, Scent. So maybe you can treasure hunt with the Chocobos. Again, if you guys look at the bottom left, and there's a whole command menu. The chocobos have a command menu? All right, I'm calling it Chocobo Combat. You can ride the chocobos into combat. I'm calling it. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. And Cloud never being in Nibelheim 5 years ago, we know Cloud was in Nibelheim, but that he just hid himself from Tifa. Let's keep that going. Hold on. I gotta mute this chat that's blowing up right now. Hang on a sec. Mute. Okay. And let's keep that going.
The life stream. It is the very essence of our star. The blood coursing through its planetary veins.
According to Hojo.
So I wish they would have shown us more with Bugenhagen. Seems like we're really just going to get more of the same. I think the voice actor they chose for him is very good. Suits him. Keep it going.
They're connected to Sephiroth. Shadows of the Man, I believe he called them.
Okay, so that dialogue, I think they're just talking about the hooded guys, how they're all sort of connected to Sephiroth. Shadows of the Man. Just my guess. So this looks like, if I'm not mistaken, this is probably them in Calm. And we're going to let this roll a little bit. But recall, once Tifa looks at Cloud and starts to talk to him about all this stuff, he starts to have one of his spasms. Keep it going.
Sephiroth was in Midgar. We fought him. Whatever happened, he's alive.
But why come back now? After 5 years, doing who knows what...
Oh, man. See, to me, that's such like a double, it's like a double entendre where she's like, after 5 years doing who knows what. I feel like she's also talking about Cloud when she's like, why come back after 5 years doing who knows what? While she is talking about Sephiroth, I think one of the reasons it's spazzing Cloud out is because he's sort of considering himself too. And again, I think a big part of this trailer, Tifa's going to be huge. Tifa was big in the original. She was much more important in the second half than she was the first half. But I think they're changing a few things to make Tifa equally as important here in the first half of the journey as the second half. Can Red ride chocobos? We're going to find out. We're going to find out. All right, keep it going. There's that spasm.
Well, now, I think we woke it up.
Angered it, more like.
Just looking around for anything peculiar.
Feast your eyes on the Turk's latest and greatest.
Okay, I gotta say, Elena looks great. Voice actor is great. They got the whole spunky attitude that you want from her. Very excited to see Elena in action. I think she's one of the funniest Turks. Rude is always going to be my favorite. Elena's probably my second favorite. So I'm glad she's here. She's spunky. She's ready to go, man. Keep it going. Nocflugel says the hooded guys were in the original. Yes, very subtly. Very subtly. They weren't as on the nose as they are here, but they were there.
Elena.
She may be new, but she's still a Turk.
Now, here are the team attacks, right? Oh, not yet. I love this. It's fighting creatures in the wild. Map is huge, man. Look at the marker up top. Map is huge. Red team's combat looks great. These are the team attacks. Look at this.
What the? Get away from me.
See, like, that's peculiar to me. Yuffie being scared like that? Dial it back. I want to see that again. It's at Sephiroth's appearance, which I don't recall her having any history with him. That's why the first time we watched this through, I thought maybe it was going to be Nero, because she would have every reason to be terrified of him. But her reaction here is very interesting. Keep it going.
Keep it away from me!
They say she's a monster.
So this is him talking about Genova.
that she can peer inside you, into the very depths of your soul, that she can become those you hate, those you fear, those you love.
That's Cloud! Holy shit! That's Cloud! That's Cloud! That's Cloud under the hood! And listen to the voice! The voice is Cloud too! Oh, I did not catch that the first time! Okay, hold on, I gotta get the right shot. That's him! Like, that's him! That's Cloud!
You murdered my dad! You burned my village!
Did Nibelheim flashback?
Do you know that I killed her? So, who is she?
Okay, so that is the line I see a lot of people bugging about. You know I killed her, so who is she? So, we know that Tifa didn't die in the Nibelheim incident. We know she got knocked out, stabbed, probably came pretty close to death, but she was saved by her martial arts mentor. But I think Sephiroth is trying to sow seeds of doubt in Cloud, right? I killed her, so who is she? If you guys remember from the first trailer we saw from Rebirth, Tifa saying like, so what are you saying? That I'm some kind of imposter? Again, I think Sephiroth Genova is going to try and sow seeds of doubt into Cloud, in particular about Tifa. Because hear me out. Let's dial this back. Let's get a shot. Remember, Tifa is the one who saves Cloud. Tifa is the one who rebuilds Cloud after he loses his mind in the original. So, if Sephiroth can eliminate Tifa's influence in some way, it makes it easier for Genova to possess him. So, I've often pondered the idea that maybe Sephiroth's gonna maybe target Tifa and want to kill Tifa instead of Aerith, but alternatively, he may not even need to go that far. He just may need to sow the seeds of doubt in Cloud about whether or not he can trust Tifa. And again, if you recall early in the trailer, when Tifa's saying 5 years ago, doing who knows what, and he's having a spasm, I think this is all connected. I think they have Sephiroth and Genova are trying to mess with Cloud's head so that he doesn't trust Tifa, so that he questions whether or not this even is Tifa. Maybe it's an imposter. That's what I'm thinking. That's where my head goes. Because again, Tifa is the one who can save Cloud. When he's hit with despair and his mind is broken, she's the one who rebuilds him in the life stream. If Sephiroth and Genova can find some way to eliminate that, then it makes their plan way easier. Okay. Sephiroth needs Cloud, but why, I wonder. Who knows? He's the linchpin for something, dude. My man. All right. Yuffie says, keep her away from me. Maybe Genova appeared as Yuffie's dead mother and was messing with her. Yeah, this would explain why Sephiroth kind of went into that rant. Hey, she can appear as the ones you love. She could appear as the ones you hate. That's a very good point. Maybe Genova, to Yuffie, was appearing as her dead mother, freaking her out, where she's like, keep her away from me. That's a good pickup, Mr. Cruz. That's a good pickup. But yeah, guys, I think Sephiroth's going to mess with Cloud about Tifa. That's going to be a big part of this. I don't think Tifa is killed and this is an actual imposter Tifa. I don't think that. But I think Sephiroth and Genova, they want to get Cloud to believe that. Because if they can get Cloud to believe that, it makes him much easier to control. Again, let's hear that line again.
You murdered my dad! You burned my village!
Do you know that I killed her? So, who is she?
And again, this seems to be a plot point that's been brought up in both trailers. Honestly, I have the other trailer too. Let me pull this up.
What we've done, that's set in stone. The past is forever. But the future, even if it has been written, can be changed. So focus on the future, not the past.
This is the old trailer.
He wants to finish what he started. He wants to reclaim his birthright and rule over the planet with Genova at his side. I saw you lying there.
Here we go.
I figured it was too late.
Wait, what are you implying? That I died? That I'm some kind of imposter?
Okay, now hear me out, guys. They bring that up. This is something that's been brought up in both trailers, right? This idea of like an imposter Tifa, that she died in Nibelheim, all of that. Look where they bring it up. They bring it up right after they say, what is Sephiroth's endgame? Now, I don't know what his exact endgame is, but part of his plan is breaking this trust between Cloud and Tifa. Because why else would that line and this plot point show up in both trailers and in this first one right after this like text? Again, I'll play it again.
I saw you lying there. I figured it was too late.
Wait, what are you implying? That I died? That I'm some kind of imposter?
Yeah. What is fact? What is fiction? Let's bring it back over here. Let's play through this again. Let me mute it this time. Kind of just let it roll in the background while we discuss things. Let me see what the chat's up to. Genova can mess with people's heads. Ooh. Let's roll that. Genova can mess with people's heads and pull. How trippy would it be? The whole game in Cloud's head. Yeah, no, she's going to be messing with Cloud's head the whole time. The whole time, dude. And who knows? Maybe this, what we're seeing here, could be a vision from Genova. We don't know. And again, that's the point. I think a lot of people are, I think some criticisms people have about this new direction is that it can be confusing, right? That they're messing with our heads. But at the end of the day, I actually think that helps us empathize with Cloud. It helps us understand what Cloud is going through, you know, because Cloud's head is being messed with the whole time. He doesn't know what's real. He doesn't know what's fiction. He doesn't know what memories are real or what memories are conjured up. I think the fact that the devs are doing that to the player base, it helps connect us to Cloud. And I think it's going to give us a new perspective on this whole journey. So I, for one, I really like this direction. I think it could really work out. Okay, let's see. Hold on, let me put this on loop so I don't need to keep looping it myself. There we go. Oh God, I accidentally looped it. That's all right. Okay, the party from Remake traveled into Zack's timeline. Oh shit, oh, Treehouse is on Twitch with a sub for 27 months. My man, thank you. Love you too, dude, thank you so much. Sorry, I haven't been keeping up with the Twitch chat. The party traveled to a new timeline where Zack is alive and Barrett, Tifa, Red, and Aerith died. Cloud became a cloaked clone. Check the very first shot of the trailer, Landy. It's the tornado from the end of Remake. So it's a question of whether or not they traveled there or if it's just existing alongside. We really are going to have to figure that one out. Okay. My other theory is that the planet is destined. Destined for what? I meant the planet has a predetermined destiny, and since Whispers were destroyed, the planet is unstable. Yeah, and that could be what's knocking everything into chaos, dude. That could be what's knocking everything into chaos, because it no longer has that pre-written script, which again is very meta. Very meta. Jesus, we've been at it for 35 minutes already? Holy shit. Okay, let's see what else you guys are up to. Different outcomes started to echo, such as Biggs alive, Zack alive, and Cloud and Sephiroth clone. Yeah, and notice they didn't show us anything with that. They didn't show us any Biggs, any Wedge, any Jesse. They didn't show us any Zack. They kept all those anomalies completely hidden, which is crazy. I thought for sure they would give us a little bit more to chew on with that stuff, but they kept all of that completely hidden, which is crazy, man. It's quite possible to do this in one timeline, but I only think this due to watching Manifest. You know, I personally think it would be cooler if they did it in one timeline, because I think once you introduce a second timeline, third timeline, things can get messy. There's a way to do it. You can do it very tastefully. You can do it in a good way. But I would prefer if they kept it glued to one timeline. But we'll see. Love how Elena looks, giving me Elrena vibes. Yeah, no, honestly, you can't tell me Larxene wasn't somewhat based on Elrena's design. Hey, yo, Lands of Masters on Twitch, subbed for 31 months. Are you kidding me? 31 months, Lands, you absolute monster. What's going on, man? What'd you think of this trailer? But yeah, no, I mean, they showed us so much. You know, they showed us, hey, this game, again, they do that thing where they show you, so this game is going to follow the original, but there's going to be a number of things to really mix it up. Which is insane, dude. Totally insane. Peak, says Lands of Masters. Yeah, it's totally peak. Totally peak. Get real. Get real. So let me see. What else did I want to discuss? I know I do want to do the Ever Crisis trailer too. We'll get to that soon. But let me see what else we got here. Bugenhagen looks more of the same. So we know we're going to Cosmo Canyon. This scene at Calm is really peculiar too. This is what we wanted, said Addison Sanders. Really was. I really can't wait to get my hands on it, man. I have so many thoughts. This is the thing to me, man. Looking here, you can see, I'm going to put the sound back on. Maybe we can pick her words, you know, pick her brain about those words a little bit more. Ooh. Okay. Let that roll.
Whatever happened, he's alive.
But why come back now? After 5 years, doing who knows what?
Like, damn, dude.
After 5 years, doing who knows what?
Bro, and last time, and if I remember correctly, Cloud did not have a spasm in Calm in the original. So it seems like his spasms are going to be ramped up. Like, I think that's one thing that'll be different from the original. Cloud is definitely going to have more spasms because all these anomalies. And Tifa is being more aggressive in the sense that, like, she's picking his brain. She's picking Aerith's brain. She really wants to get to the bottom of this. And to be fair, her getting to the bottom of this is what's actually going to help Cloud in the long run. Lamb says, man, I'm going to need a solid state drive card for my PS5. So I could play this beast of a game. Yeah, dude. I got a feeling it's going to be a huge game. Like, clear up your memory, man. Clear up your memory or buy some more because this game is going to be huge. I hope Costa del Sol's in the game. It will be. I really think all those locations from the original that we traveled to will be here. Again, I have reason to believe, for the most part, this game is going to be very similar to the original, just with your occasional diversion, anomaly, and probably most of the changes are going to come at the very end. Addison Sanders says, Cloud was like, crap, she's sus. Yeah, she's sus of me, as she should be. Cage Guide says, I think there was one shot of the airship, and that makes me very excited. Really? Let's see if we can find that. Because, man, travel by airship? We have not had that in a long time. Hold on. I just want to watch Elena's entrance again. Because the charisma is oozing.
Feast your eyes on the Turks' latest and greatest, Elena.
She may be new, but she's still a Turk.
Amazing. Okay, so let's look for that airship. Oh! Are you talking about right there? Are you talking about there in the back? Is that what you're saying, guides? Because that might be it. You might be right. Yeah, that's true, because we didn't see Sid or Vincent. There it is. Yeah, dude. That's Junin. Oh, okay. Kai might be right. That could be Junin at the end of the day. We'll have to wait and see. Remember the gun? You're right. No, I think Kai is right. I think Kai the player is right. Elena comes in strutting, had me geeking. Dude, me too, because she's such a goof. She's such a goofball. Look at the part with Red fighting. All right, let's let that go. Yeah, you're right. Or Junin. But I just want to say, these team attacks also look absolutely insane, dude. Like, the DLC really ramped it up. But man, they're taking it to a whole other level here. It's getting insane. Let's see what else we got. I kind of feel like Tifa is also picking our brains. Like, she's asking, how much do you remember about us? Why come back after so long? Yeah, no, I was kind of getting into that before, that when she's saying that and she's talking about Sephiroth, it kind of has a double meaning about Cloud as well. You know? Very interesting. The shot of Yuffie and Red 13 team attacking has an interesting coordinate on the upper map bar. Has a distance listed over 11,000 meters away. Yeah, you're right. Take a look at that. No, the map is going to be huge. I don't think it's going to be open world, but the map's going to be huge, dude. Absolutely huge.
Keep her away from me!
Yeah, I think you're right. I think she says keep her away from me or keep it away from me. She's definitely not saying keep him away. Let's dial that back a little bit.
Keep her away from me!
They say she's a monster. That she can peer inside you, into the very depths of your soul. That she can become those you hate, those you fear, those you love.
I just want to say, I thought Sephiroth's voice actor did a great job in the first game. Just in this trailer alone, he's awesome, dude. He sounds so menacing and cruel and calculating. Like, he's really settling into the role.
You murdered my dad! You burned my village!
Do you know that I killed her? So, who is she?
Dude, you can't tell me he's not about to play that manipulation game. That he's not trying to tear Cloud and Tifa apart. That is 100% what that sicko is up to, man. Cloak figures Cloud, yeah. No, honestly, the question is that our timeline? Is that Zach's timeline? One timeline? Two timelines? We still don't know, man. She def said her. Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. She definitely says her. Also, Cloud Punisher mode got a new attack. Ooh, I gotta keep a lookout for that. Can you go to the part with the cloak figure so I can hear his voice again? Yeah. I'm telling you, it's Cloud. You can see that it's Cloud. You can hear that it's Cloud. I'll pull it up, though. Okay, right about here.
Those you love.
Free. You. Yeah.
That's Cloud, dude.
You murdered my dad.
That's Cloud.
You burned my village.
Do you know that I killed her?
So good, man.
So, who is she?
Does Yuffie see Genova as someone else? Sephiroth says Genova can look like other people. Yeah, we talked about that. We think Genova might be appearing as her dead mother, which might be freaking her out, you know? Because Genova could do that to everybody. If you guys remember, and again, if you listen to my podcast, you know I always bring this up, but Genova and Sephiroth, they morphed into Tifa in the original, you know? There's nothing they can't do. There's no one they can't morph into. It's crazy. Okay, yeah, that's 100% Cloud. I can tell it's Cody Christian's voice. Yeah, it's him. It's him. It looks like Yuffie model got an update. Yeah, honestly, her nose looks a little different. I think they definitely updated her a bit. Tell me that's not Cloud and we're going to have a problem. It's him, all right. It's him. All right, I think it's time to switch over to the Ever Crisis trailer. But before we do that, I'm just going to run downstairs and refill my waters. So hang tight, everybody. We're going to take a quick little break. Thanks for hanging out. I'm having a great time. I hope you guys are having a great time. Nobody has more fun than in the Landy Lodge. That's what I always say. But keep hanging around. We're going to keep hacking at it. Just let me refill these waters and yeah, we'll keep going. Alrighty, let's give this a pause. We are back. How's everybody doing? Thanks for waiting. And yeah, let's get the show on the road. See what the chat has to say. We gonna see the dog? No dog yet. No, I'm on my wife's laptop, so I don't have the Kobe video where we take him for a walk. But yeah, next episode it'll be back. Don't worry. We'll go to the same Be Right Back screen, the one you all know and love. All right. Hollow, such an amazing song. Dude, the whole remake soundtrack, next level. All right, so this is another one. I'm going in blind. I've not seen this yet, so I'm going to take the chat off the screen for a minute. Let's see what Ever Crisis looks like, baby. Whoa! Okay. He's calling Genesis? We still don't know Sephiroth? Stop it. Stop it already. I'm sorry I paused it. Keep it going. Okay. Oh, dude. Oh, look at the drip. Look at these outfits, dude. They're gonna make so much money charging people for this. I like the interface. Then? Oh, that's First Soldier. They're gonna do First Soldier too. Glenn? Is that gonna be Cloud's dad or something? Yo, they're showing us a lot of First Soldier.
Wait,
whoa. Hold on. Who's this? Who is this? Stop it. Pre-registration begins now? So is that... What do you guys think? You guys think this could be Genesis? He's doing the whole hero shtick. He gives me Jack Garland vibes. Yeah, like, he doesn't give me Genesis vibes, but the trailer started with him calling Genesis, and we're getting the whole I'm a hero shtick. You guys think it's Angeal? That's Glenn. Nomura confirmed it in an interview. If that's true, can you shoot us a link? Can you shoot us a link so I can verify? That would be crazy. Here, let's run that back again. Let's run this back again. It's a short one. There's not a whole lot for me to extract out of this. I thought maybe we'd get a little bit more. But you can't tell me Genesis isn't coming back. It's Glenn? Okay. Dude, it doesn't look like Genesis though. Yeah, it doesn't. And too skinny for Angeal. Yeah, Angeal's too slow. Dude, honestly, I'm curious how this is gonna handle. Between this and Missing Link, these phone games are starting to look better and better, man. Is it Roxas? That's a good question. Yeah, no, it's the same weapon. Glenn's got that weapon. Dude, am I crazy? You guys tell me, maybe Glenn is Cloud's dad. Am I crazy? Maybe Glenn is Cloud's dad. You know, because that's always been a big mystery in the FF7 story, is one, we never hear about Cloud's dad, but two, Cloud has this inner strength, and that strength has to come from somewhere. You know what I mean? It's not like Cloud's mom was fighting in the Wutai War. You know what I'm saying? I hate that angle. He's staring at us. It scares me. Yeah. I hear you. That's pretty cool, though. Is it wrong that I want Sephiroth to win? No. Sephiroth's a badass villain. Makes him kind of easy to root for sometimes. All right. Unless I'm crazy, I don't think there was much to extract out of Ever Crisis there. Other than the fact, like, they're alluding to Genesis coming back. You know, and this is something me and my buddy Big C over at the Midgar Minute, a podcast you all could follow as well. It's one where me and my friend, we talk about strictly FF7. But I think Rebirth, Remake, this whole trilogy, it's going to humanize Sephiroth. I don't think that means Sephiroth's going to be a good guy, so don't misunderstand that. I don't think Sephiroth's going to be a good guy, but I think they're humanizing him. They want to remind you, like, hey, before he was possessed by Genova and became this sort of this concoction of a scientific monster, he was a man. He had friends, you know? And I think they're doing a good job of reminding everybody of that. Like, here he is. He's on the phone desperately calling Genesis, trying to get in touch with him. I imagine maybe that takes place after Crisis Core, you know? Because I don't think Sephiroth is in the know of what happened to Genesis. I don't know. Maybe it's before, actually. Huh. I don't know. So many mysteries, man. So many mysteries. Anyway, we're coming up on an hour. What does the chat think? Let's see. Kevin Ribeiro says, I think this has to do with the war Sephiroth took part in. The whole ninja village versus soldier thing that happened in Crisis Core. Yeah, the war with Wutai. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of that here. I'd have to imagine it anyway. It's Subject X. Could you imagine? But yeah, let's see. Anything else from Rebirth I wanted to touch on? I mean, other than the fact the map is going to be huge, I know some people are talking about this game being open world. I don't think it's going to be open world. Maybe I'm wrong. If anything, I think the next game would be open world, because then all the areas are unlocked, and then maybe you could travel between two discs. Yeah, two discs. This game is going to be two discs. One disc ain't enough. The game's too big. We need two discs. And that's the other thing. If the game is two discs, I think that kind of eliminates the open world prospect. Because then that means, hey, some content is exclusive to disc two. Some content is exclusive to disc one. Therefore, kind of keeps it pretty linear. You know, kind of eliminates that sort of open world vibe. You know what I'm saying? Let me catch up with Twitch. I keep forgetting to look at the Twitch chat. I'm terrible. Let's see. Lan says, big improvement. He was good in Remake. Genova copies. This and the final Tears trailer are the best trailers I've ever seen. This is up there, man, because they didn't give away too much. They didn't really give away anything. Because, again, we got nothing about Zack, nothing about Biggs, nothing about Jesse. They're playing all of that very close to the chest. We still don't know if it's one timeline, two timelines. Trio says, yo, this is so dope. That guy could be the missing link. Stop it. Hoping they treat the next Cage 4 trailer like this. Yeah, me too. You have to find that happy medium of showing people enough to get excited, but not showing them too much that you gave it all away. You can't give the sauce away for free. You can't give the gravy away for free. It's not how it works. The story's got to be sold, not told. I don't know. I'm not here to give you funny phrases. Lamb says, want to discuss about a possible release date? I know we got a release window, but it'll be fun to discuss this topic. Yeah, so they told us winter 2024, which I always find it funny when they word it like that, because that could mean January 2024 or December 2024. Early 2024. Excuse me. I misspoke. I'm going to guess February. That would be my guess, because think about it. Final Fantasy 16 is going to drop in what? Less than 2 weeks? Oh my God. Anyway, that's dropping in less than 2 weeks. I imagine they want to give that game a good 6 months before they really ramp up the marketing for Rebirth. I'm going to guess February or March. That would be my guess for a release date. What do you guys think? Okay. Game Changer says, hey, what do you call a cabin that hits the ground? A Landy Lodge. I guess you could say that. Ever Crisis interview, it's in Japanese though. I mean, we had enough people verify. I guess it's there if anybody needs it. But we've had enough people verify that it's Glenn. Wow, everybody wants Kingdom Hearts content, and I can't blame them. Looks like Square learned from Kingdom Hearts 3. Yeah, because they Kingdom Hearts 3, again, my favorite game in the series, but the trailers gave away way too much. Gave away way too much. If they played a lot of that closer to the chest, man, they would have blown people's heads off. Honestly, I'm surprised they didn't give away the freaking Zigbar reveal. Nockflugel says January. Dude, I would love January. If we got this game for January, oh man, I'd be all about it. But yeah, I'm still sticking with February. I think that'd be a good release date for this. Gives Final Fantasy 16 some breathing room. Maybe even gives them some room to sell some DLC. But dude, I'm so hyped about this. Kevin Ribeiro says, hey, Landy, probably should say this is in a different stream, but Universal is apparently closing the deal on a Zelda movie. Need more info, but just say, hey, if you have any of that, drop it in the Discord. Again, I'm not going to be heartbroken about that. I think Nintendo should stick to games primarily. I like the Mario Brothers movie, but it was a paper-thin plot. But again, it's Super Mario, which is always a paper-thin plot. Good luck condensing a Zelda plot in 90 minutes. Good luck. He doesn't use Discord. He hates it. Then drop it in the chat. Lamb says, I feel like Remake Part 3 might release sooner than I thought because didn't Nomura say Part 3 already began development? I don't know if he said anything like that, but they have all the assets. All the assets have been pre-built already. So that's why with games like this, the first installment usually takes the longest in terms of development because they have to build all this stuff from scratch. But now they have the Tifa models, Sephiroth, Cloud, Aerith. They have all these character models. They have the maps. They've built the combat. They have the soundtrack. All these assets are already pre-built. So when it comes to making the finale, the part three, they really just need to string it all together. You know what I mean? They don't need to do anything too crazy. All right. Kevin Ribeiro says, no, bro. You know why I don't use it. I would say it's personal. Okay, all right. You got some personal shit with Discord. I get it. Get it. Discord is not a perfect platform by any means. None of these platforms are. I've got my gripes with all of them. Trust me. But yeah, let's see. Let's keep this going. I think, unless you guys have anything new, I think I've covered everything that I wanted to cover. You know, I'll come up with some theories that will drop throughout the weeks. In these upcoming weeks, you know, I've said a number of them here already, but I'll flesh them out a little bit more. I'm really interested in the fact that Cloud is the dude in this hooded figure, whether that's just a vision or it's actually happening, who knows? But it's interesting to think about, man. Very interesting. Okay, let me check on a few things. Okay. All right, Chad, what do you got left for me? What do you got left for me before we close this out for the day? About the old guy with the planets. That's Bugenhagen. Has so much multiverse potential. Yes. And, you know, Bugenhagen does say some cryptic stuff like that in the original. But I want them to keep that stuff pretty limited. Again, if we have like one alternate timeline, I think that's pretty neat. That's pretty neatly cut. I think when you start really expanding into multiverse, things always get sloppy. But yeah, I think on that note, unless somebody has some fire to drop in the chat, I think we can wrap that up for today. I'm very excited about all this. Again, you guys know I'm big on Rebirth. Addison Sanders says, I'm just loving these. Square's feeding us so good. You know, I think the best thing, maybe this is something I could talk about before we wrap up, Square Enix selling all their Western properties, I think was genius. I think them downsizing the amount of properties they own so they can focus on Final Fantasy, Kingdom Hearts, Nier, stuff like that. That's one of the best moves the company has ever made. You know what I mean? The fact that within 1 year, we're going to get two big Final Fantasy games? Give me a break, dude. Lamb says, I did some research and I was right. Nomura did say they already started development on Remake Part 3 since last year. Yeah, honestly, if this game's dropping 2024, expect Part 3 in 2026, 2027. And then boom. It's a wrap. Can we see Elena one more time? Yeah, of course. Of course. Dude, she kind of steals the show a little bit, doesn't she? All right, we'll pull her up. Don't worry. I'll get the sound.
Angered it, more like.
Feast your eyes on the Turk's latest and greatest, Elena.
She may be new, but she's still a Turk.
Fight. The Turks. You gotta love the Turks. You gotta love the Turks. Okay. Makes sense to keep focusing on the flagship titles. Yeah, dude, they weren't doing anything with Tomb Raider. They weren't doing anything with all that stuff. It's better this way. Focus on the stuff that hits. Legacy of Kain. Yeah, another one. Elena's tiger uppercut. Yeah, dude. She can brawl, man. She can brawl. But yeah, look, we're going to wrap it up here for today. I know this was a shorter podcast, but you guys know I'm on the road, so I got to keep these things pretty tight. The Turks are very similar with Organization 13. To a degree, because the Turks are a little bit more morally ambiguous. You know what I mean? They're a little bit more morally ambiguous, whereas Organization 13, pretty morally dry. For the most part, you know, there are individual motivations within them. But yeah, don't worry. We'll do some more Rebirth podcasts coming up. Like I said, I got to keep it pretty tight for today because I'm on the road. But I'll be back at the lodge within a couple days and we'll keep this show rolling. But again, thanks for hanging out, everybody. This was another great episode. Yeah, FF7 hype is among us. Let's hope we get some Kingdom Hearts stuff soon. FF16 drops in a couple weeks. I'll let you guys know what I think about that. We'll definitely be streaming it. And then, yeah, I got Street Fighter. Maybe I'll talk about that a little bit because I like it. But listen, guys, thanks for hanging out. Got a lot of love for all of you. Sages of the Lodge, thanks for keeping this going. And, yeah, we'll be back in full force next week. Let's hope my voice continues to recover. I do think it sounded a little bit better today than it has, which is encouraging. Let's just hope that trend continues so I can really get back to full force. But yeah, Kevin says, great time at the lodge. Love you guys. Yeah, it's always a great time, guys. But we're going to wrap it up here for today. Thanks for hanging out. And we will see you all on the next one, baby. Peace out.